Listen when you want, how you want. This is Tone FM.
Listen again.
Online, on the app, and on your smart speaker, it is Taunton's 107.8 Tone FM. It is Patrick Jobson back in the chair for another interview today, and it's a pleasure to welcome somebody who gave us, well, part of your soundtrack from the 1980s. Hello, Lee John. How are you?
I'm fine. Great to meet you, Patch. Lovely to meet everybody over there.
It's lovely to have you on. Now, Lee, we've got you on because we're going to talk to you about a brand new album where you have teamed up with Bill Sharp from Shack Attack with this brand new creation called Intimate Glow. Tell us a little bit more about this because the album is fantastic.
Thank you. I mean, I've known Bill and all the Shack Attack crew for many, many years. In actual fact, one of the ex-members, Nigel Wright, co-produced a track with us called Thank You, My Love, which was a big hit in the 80s. And we also used to have the same promoter and agent. So we were all, you know, we were like, if I was doing a show, they'd be coming in afterwards or we'd be in a show together. So we're always around with each other. So we partied together and, you know, we had some great times. And a few years back, we decided to do some tracks together to do an album. One of the tracks went on the Blue Savannah album. I think it was Food in Love, a version with Jill from Shack Attack. And the other one just stayed on the shelf. So during the lockdown period, we said, you know, it would be great just to get together and finish off what we had planned, you know, because we always thought, oh, because he loved I had a solo jazz album called Feel My Soul, which was a combination of jazz, funk and you know, silky soul and stuff. And he loved it. So he said, you know, I want to do something with you. So we did a jam session with Don Grushin, the brother of Dave Grushin, who's, you know, got Grammy Awards, worked with people like Peggy Lee and, oh my God, Al Jarreau and people like that. So, you know, he felt, you know, people don't hear the side of you that often. So I said, I know. So we did it. Literally during the lockdown, we said, let's do like a 3-week limit that we're going to write all the songs, get it all together and finish it off as best as we can within that period of time. And that's what we did.
I have to admit, the album sounds absolutely incredible. That influence from the jazz side of things has just given this a whole new twist. So how did you work together with Bill and how did you bring those songs together as one?
Well, it's interesting because normally I have an engineer with me in my studio, and because we weren't allowed to mix with anybody, we did a lot of work through Zooming and through Skyping, and I had to go onto the mixing desk and I had to, you know, record my own vocals myself and balance them and do all the harmonies myself and learn the mixing desk again myself because I normally... You know, you get lazy over the years. So, you know, and I had to phone I was driving my engineer crazy because I said, oh, yes, I've got the balance up. And he said to me, how come you can't do it now? You taught me how to do the desk. Now, you know, and I said, oh, you know, how you just get lazy as time goes by. So I was sending a lot of the vocal arrangements to Bill, and then he'd overdub and put some other bits, keyboards and stuff on it, send it back and see if I liked what I was there. We tweak here and tweak there. So it was a lot of that going and coming. And then we were adding a few guitar things like Frizzy from Mesa Forte. We sent it to him and he put something down like Mark King did. He sent it to him and it was like piecework, you know. And so it made it very organic, but still real sounding because you're hearing a real piano. You're not hearing something that's, you know, a sample of anything like that, you know. And we use a few drum loops to give it some authenticity, but also I love jazz. You know, I've been singing this kind of music all my life. Even in some of the old Imagination songs, I'd always add a little something. You know, even on Body Talk, this the you know, got a bit of that. Because I always used to add a little touch of something.
It's really interesting because I was actually just going to ask you about where your inspiration from the jazz world comes from, because there's a plethora of musicians and artists that have gone before that have influenced the next generation and the generation after them. So where do your jazz influences come from?
Well, I started listening since I was a kid. You know, I mean, of course, I love my funk and my my Motown and all that. I get, you know, they were strongly there. But I remember saying this to somebody the other day, that I remember seeing Lady Sings the Blues, the film about Billie Holiday. And I didn't even realize that Diana Ross was one of the Supremes. I had no idea, you know. And what happened, I went to get the album of the film, and I couldn't find it. But they gave me Billie Holiday's Lady in Satin. So I started to listen to that. Then I bought Sarah Vaughan. Then I bought Ella Fitzgerald, Nancy Wilson, Duke Ellington. I started going through all of these greats, you know, starting, and then even Bessie Smith. I started listening to all of that, Cab Calloway, Dizzy Gillespie, then came back up to say Herbie Hancock. And then I came back, and that was actually when I was in the States as a kid. And then I came back to the UK and everybody was going Motown crazy, you know, and reggae and funk. So I had two different types of, or three different types of musical styles that really kind of gave me this sort of wide aspect of music, you know. And but I always, my vocal felt, it was always like, I felt it's like a trumpet, it's like a brass section, it's like a string section. And you know, I'd listen to background vocals on in every song. I wouldn't listen to the lead so much, because the lead I thought was easy to do, but the backgrounds, all the harmonies and the triads of how they would, you know, layer them out on a track was for me very, very important. So even doing with the album, you know, I have one of the tracks where I'm kind of doing something like a Manhattan Transfer sort of harmony blend in there. So yeah, very different influences.
Now, speaking of touring, you're no stranger to touring at all, because you are constantly on the road with one element or another. We should obviously mention you're going out on tour with this as well. You're going to Surrey and Glasgow and Newcastle. You're going to the Concord in Eastleigh and Manchester and Bury St Edmunds as well. You must still really love performing live. Is it one of the things that drives you forward?
Yes, it does. I mean, it's a great escape. You know, it's a wonderful thing. I've got a great band. My MD, Mel Gaynor, used to be with Simple Minds, the drummer. He's great. He's powerful, very powerful. My guitar player, Mike Brown, he used to play with George Michael for many, many years. So I've got a great team who working with me. And it's, you know, I always say, no man is an island. It's who you surround yourself with, because that's what makes, you know, the liveness of it, you know.
It sounds absolutely amazing. We're going to play a track from the new album in just a second, Lee, but if people want to find out a little bit more about what you're up to and where the shows are heading and what you've got planned in the future, where can they go and find all of that information out?
They can go to www.leejohn.com. That's with three E's, LEEJOHN.com. And you can also go to the Ticketmaster link to buy tickets for the tour, the Flashback tour. But everything is on my leejohn.com page or my Insta page, Leejohn the Official. Also, I'm on X and also Facebook.
Lee, as ever, it's been a pleasure to talk to you. And I think the only way we can end this is by asking you to introduce one of your tracks from the new album. So which one would you like us to play?
I'd love you to play the single, Take Me Back.
To remember how it used to be. loving yesterdays, those lazy, crazy ways. Innocence young, free and tender, not a care in the world, living the moment, true expression. Everything takes time to go.
Listen when you want, how you want. This was a Tone FM Listen Again.
All rights reserved, 2000.